The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Tamid Daf Lamed Gimel. The very last Mishnah in this Masechta is a Mishnah that probably everybody is familiar with because it's included in davening. Hashir Shalivim Oyoimim B'Veis HaMikdash. The Mishnah lists off the different Shir Shalyoim, the different songs that the Levim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash as part of them bringing the Karban Tamid. And the Mishnah says which chapter in Tehillim was said on each day of the week, together with the bringing of the Karban Tamid. It's probably well known that this is the source, this is the concept, what we say, why we're saying at the end of davening, the Shir Shalyoim. We say, Hayoim Yoim Yishayim B'Shabbos, Shabbat Yoim Yalvim Yimirim B'Mikdosh, and we say, Varsheini, and we say a capital in Tehillim. And it's based on this Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says that the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash would sing a song, and this was the song that they sang as when they brought the Karban Tamid, so too we want to follow that and we want to copy that and do the same thing they did in the Beis HaMikdash, as if to follow and do as if it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Masechta Soferim says, it discusses which capital and which mizmor was said for the Shir Shalyoim, and it ends off by saying, Shekol HaMazkir Pasuk B'Oinosoi, whoever mentions a pasuk in its right time, Ma'al Alova Ki'ilu Boina Mizbeach Chodesh Merkiv Lov Karban. And the Masechta Soferim ends by saying that people that say the Shir Shalyoim of that day, on the day that it's supposed to be said, it's as if they built the Beis HaMikdash and they brought a Karban, similar to people that learn halachas of karbanis, it's as if they bring a karban. Tefillah is b'makim karban, and saying the Shir Shalyoim is like building a Beis HaMikdash, building a mizbeach, and bringing a karban. It's also part of karbanis. We're replicating part of the avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see the great chashivos of saying the Shir Shalyoim. We say these words, so the Shir Shalyoim is really just that capital of Tehillim. The introduction of Hayoim Yoim, Yishayim B'Shabbos, the first few words of the introduction, is saying what day of the week it is. And that's, the Mefarshim say, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of mentioning Shabbos. We are counting the day as which day of the week it is towards Shabbos. And that is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. One can have in mind that they are trying to be mekayim that mitzvah. And then the second half of the introduction is explaining what we're about to do, that we're about to say the Shir Shalyoim like they said in the Beis HaMikdash. There are two basic questions now. Before we get to that, although we said the chashivos of saying the Shir Shalyoim, nevertheless, the obligation of saying Shir Shalyoim is no more than a minog. It's no more than a custom, and in relative to other parts of davening, it's less obligatory. And when it comes, and when push comes to shove, and somebody has a tzorech, a tchak, an urgent matter that they have to miss part of davening, so the Shir Shalyoim could possibly be one of those things that would be omitted rather than others. Of course, Chas V'Shalom, we will never take it away from part of davening. It's a minog. A minog is a very important thing in Yahadus. Nevertheless, it's only on the level of a minog, and when push comes to shove, this would be one of the things that are more kal, more lenient, if someone would miss it for a tchak. There are two big questions, or discussions better, pertaining to the Shir Shal Yoyim. This Mishnah says very clearly which Shir they would say on a regular Sunday, a regular Monday, and so on and so forth, and a regular Shabbos. The Mishnah does not say what Shir they would say if it was Rosh Chodesh, what Shir they would say if it was Yom Tov. And the question is what they would say. And would they not say this Shir? Would they say an additional Shir besides for this Shir mentioned in the Mishnah? Or would they only say another Shir? And if they would say another Shir, what was that other Shir? So here the Mishnah does not discuss it. That's one discussion. And another discussion is what about the Talmid Shel Bein HaRabayim? Is our Mishnah saying that this is the Shir they would say by the Talmid Shel Shachar and also the Talmid Shel Bein HaRabayim? Or is this Mishnah saying this is the Shir that they would say only by the Talmid Shel Shachar and by Talmid Shel Bein HaRabayim they would not say any Shir? So I'm going to discuss the second question first. The Be'er Sheva right here on the Sugya, he quotes the Tur in two places that quotes of Amram Goyin that the mitzvah of saying the Shir was only by Boiker and not by Erev, only in the morning, not in the evening. Simply understood that would mean that if Amram Goyin is saying that they wouldn't say that the Shir Shal Yoyim in the Beis HaMikdash by the Tamid Shal Bein HaRabayim, they would only say it by the Tamid Shal Shachar. Says the Be'er Sheva, that is inconceivable, because we have a Mefurash Gemara. There's a Mefurash Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that they, based pretty much even a Mishnah, that they would say the Shir Shal Yoyim, this same Shir, they would say the Shir in the morning, and they would say the Shir in the Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim, and they would say it twice a day, and therefore we definitely cannot say what Rav Amram Goyin says, that they would not say a Shir by Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim. The Torah says that if Amram Goyin said that they would not say it, Erev. The Rambam Goyin says the mitzvah was not in the evening. Says the Be'er Sheva, all he means to say is that at night, when the day is over and it came night, and they would bring they would burn the Evarim of the Karbanis that were already brought by day, they would be able to still burn the Evarim at night, then they would not say the Shir. But by daytime, when they would bring the Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim, says the Be'er Sheva, of course, they would sing the Shir Shal Yoyim. Then he brings down that there's a Beis Yosef that says, where is it? The Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Orchas Chaim or Rishayim. He says the word Bamincha le'yisi mishayimer hashirim v'atam divishayim mitzvasen ala ba'boika. Says the Orchas Chaim that Bamincha nobody says Shir Shal Yoyim. The reason being, because the mitzvah of saying Shir Shal Yoyim in the Beis HaMikdash was only in the morning. See here, it sounds even stronger that the mitzvah of saying Shir Shal Yoyim was only in the morning, not by Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim, and therefore, the Arches Chaim is the Chayra saying, that by the tefillah of Mincha, when we daven Mincha, we don't say the Shir Shal Yoyim, being that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would only say the Shir Shal Yoyim in the morning and not by the Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim. So here it's almost explicit that by Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim they would not say the Shir Shal Yoyim, because he uses the word Mincha, he doesn't say the word Erev. Nevertheless, the Be'er Sheva says it must be a Tov Sofer, since we have the Gemara that's Mefurish that they would say a Shir Shal Yoyim by the Talmud Shel Bein HaRabayim, so we can't say like the simple reading of the Orchas Chaim is, and therefore the word Bemincha has to be changed to the word Ba'arvis. The Ba'arvis at night, they would not say the Shir Shal Yoyim. So says the Be'er Sheva, and the truth is, so says also the Drisha, the Prisha, says that that's the Kavan of the Tur. He's not only talking about at night, he's not talking about Tamas Shabbeinu Abayim. However, other Acharinim say that Lo'olam, it's true. Of course the Be'er Sheva is right, that they would say the Shir Shalayim in the Beis HaMikdash by the Tamas Shabbeinu Abayim, by the afternoon Karban Tamid. Nevertheless, as we all know, we don't say the Shir Shalayim by Mincha, we only say it by Shachris. And that is because even though the mitzvah, there was a Shir Shalayim that was regularly said by Tamas Shabbeinu Abayim, but that obligation, the obligation of saying the Shir Shalayim by Tamas Shabbeinu Abayim was not as strong as it was to say by the Tamas Shal Shachar. According to the Tshuvas Meram Alshich, according to Avnei Nezer, he says, even though they would actually say that the Shir Shalayim by Tamas Shabbeinu Abayim, but he says it's not the Iraiso. The biblical obligation of saying Shir Shalayim while the Tamid is brought, that's only by the Tamid Shal Shachar. The Chachamim were misakin that we should also say the Shir Shalayim in the Beis HaMikdosh by the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim. And since min ha-toira, it's not ma'akiv, since it's even in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Shir Shalayim was not as obligatory at night and by the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim as it was in the morning, that's why the minog is to say the Shir Shalayim only by Shachris and not by Mincha. In a similar vein, the Magen Avraham, in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, says that even if we'll say that it is obligatory, min ha-toira, by the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim, just like by the Tamid Shal Shachar, but we find that there were cases when they would not say the Shir Shalayim if they brought the Tamid, when bringing the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim. If it would happen that they would bring the Nesachim of the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim at night, if they would have such an occurrence, then they would not say the Shir Shalayim. If they missed it by day, if they did part of the Karban too late, and they missed bringing the Nesachim by day, in such instances, they would not say the Shir Shalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out that even in the Beis HaMikdash there were some times that the Shir Shalayim of the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim was missed out. So therefore, since there are some times that the Tamid Shabbeinu Abayim was brought without saying the Shir Shalayim, so therefore they never instituted this minhag of saying the Shir Shalayim by Mincha, since in the Beis HaMikdash itself sometimes it was left out. So in other words, there's other Achrayim that say, not like the Be'er Sheva, and they say it's true that there is a Shir Shalayim that was said in the Beis HaMikdash at night. Nevertheless, we don't have to change the Nusach in the Rishayim. What the Rishayim are saying is that the obligation of saying Shir Shalayim at night was not somehow not the same, it wasn't done always, or it's not Minat Torah, and because of that, the Minog never became to say. Those that instituted the minhag never set up the minhag to say the Shir Shalayim by Mincha. So that was discussion one. The other discussion pertains to saying that what's the Shir Shalayim of Yom Tif, of Rosh Chodesh, of Yom Tif. So we find that Masechta Seferim says what the Shir Shalayim of these days is supposed to be. But nevertheless, despite that the Masechta Seferim tells us what the Shir Shalayim of these days is supposed to be, we find a very interesting thing. I can mention three interesting points. Our minug, the minug of, I think, the Ashkenazim, at least in America, in Chutz La'aretz, is that on Yom Tif we say the regular Shir Shalayim. Yom Tif and Rosh Chodesh, we say the regular Shir Shalayim like a weekday. If it's Yom Tif is a Monday, and so is printed in the Machzorim and Sidurim. If Yom Tif is on a Monday, so for example, so we'll say Hayomim Sheni B'Shabbes, and we'll say the regular Shir Shalayim like a Monday, and same for Rosh Chodesh. Even though Masechta Seferim, it says a specific Shir Shanyim that was said in the Beis HaMikdash. So apparently in the Chassam Sofer's days, the same thing was done. And the Chassam Sofer says, he asked a question about that. He said, the Gemara is muchach, that they did not say the regular Shir Shanyim and Yom Tif like they said the rest of the year. And the Chassam Sofer says, I don't know what Shir Shoyim was said in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tif, which is interesting, because we, as we mentioned, the Chassam Sofer, the Masechta Sofrim says what Shir Shoyim was said on Yom Tif. Some reason the Chassam Sofer did not want to rely on this Masechta Sofrim. I'm not sure why he did not recall this Masechta Sofrim or mention it. He said he doesn't know what the Shir Shoyim was. He says, and the minhag that we say on Yom Tov, the regular Shir Shoyim, is problematic, says the Chassam Sofer. If you're going to get up and you're going to say Hayoyim Yom Sheni BaShabbos Shabaya Hayu Alvim Imin BeBeis HaMikdash, you're going to say that today in the Beis HaMikdash they would have said such and such Shir Shoyim, and you get in, you say Shir Mizmar V'chulu, says the Chassam Sofer, you're saying a lie, you're saying a sheker. It's a very improper thing to do. It's very improper to say that this is the Shir Shoyim that was said in the Beis HaMikdash when it's a Yom Tif, and in fact, in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Tif, they would say a different Shir. So therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, you can say the regular Shir Shoyim on Yom Tif, like the prevalent Minug, just skip out those words, Sheboy Hayu Alvim Imim Beis HaMikdash. The Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah Dav Lamed, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Yud Beis, they understand also that, like the Chassam Sofer says, that on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov they had a different Shir Shoyim. However, says the Turei Evan in Minchas Chinuch, even though there was another Shir Shoyim said on these special days, that was in addition to the regular Shir Shoyim. They would say two Shirim and Yom Tif and Rosh Chodesh, says the Turei Evan Minchas Chinuch. They would say the regular Shir Shoyim by Shachris, by the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, and then when they brought the Musaf, when they brought that Korban Musaf, the additional Korban for Rosh Chodesh and for Yom Tif, then they would add this new special shear for that day, for that special day. And according to this, the truest Divrei Moshe says, you could say, that's why it makes sense, that's a yishuv to the Minhag HaOlam, of that we say, Hayoyim Yoyim Sheni BaShabbos Shabbos Alivim Yoyim BaMikdash, we give the same introduction on the days of Yom Tov when we say the Shir Shoyim, just like we do on the rest of the days of the year. I, the Chassam Sofer, asked that it's a sheker to say such a thing, because in the Beis HaMikdash they will never say such a shir. Says the Divrei Moshe, it's not shver, because what we're saying, it's true, it in fact is true, that even in the Beis HaMikdash they would say this shir, just that this shir was said by the Tamid Shel Shachar. We're actually saying it, according to some Menhagim, that was the Davar Nusach Rashi has, we're actually saying after Musaf, but that's not a difficulty, that's not so difficult. The bottom line is that they would say this Shir and this day in the Beis HaMikdash. So one final point is that the Maaser Rav, which is recordings of Menhagim and Psakim and Shitois of the Vilna Goyin, there it's quoted, the Vilna Goyin said, he said which shirim, which kapitloch were said as the Shir Shoyim for days of Rosh Chodesh and days of Yom Tov and all the special days of the year. It's interesting because his kapitloch Tehillim, the shirim that he says of what's supposed to be said for the Shir Shoyim on certain special days of the year, is different than what the Masechta Soferim says what should be said for the Shir Shoyim and Yom Tov. And it's interesting that he said different kapitloch. How did the weary? What is the mekar of the goyin? We don't know. And why he's saying different than the Masechta Sofrim, we don't know. But this is what the Vilna Goyin said to do. this is what he said, is the shear, the proper shear for that day of the year. And those prushim, those that follow the psakim of the Vilna Goyin, they in fact do say those kapitach tehillim, those shir shalyoims, like what the Vilna Goyin said. Nevertheless, the Mayadim Ismanim says, even those that do that, even those that say the shir shalyoim, like the Vilna Goyin, they should also not say, since it's not 100% clear that this is the correct shir shalyoim of that day. So, in summary, what we have is that the prevalent minog is to say Shir Shalyoim by Shachris, except for by Tisha B'Av, the year we say it in by Mincha. We say the Shir Shalyoim by Shachris, either Shachris or Mosef, depending on Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Sfard. Basically, in the morning, by the morning Tfilois, we say the Shir Shalyoim. Which Shir Shalyoim is said? That there are different minhagim. Definitely a big chelik of Klal Yisrael says the regular Shir Shalyoim of Hayoim, like our Mishnah says, Hayoim Mishim B'Shabbos, which one is said. Some add also the Shir Shalyoim of the Vilna Goyin. I haven't heard of anyone that does like what the Masech Tosafim says of the special Shir for the Amim Tovim. And there are those that are machmir to do like what the Chassam Sofer says, that better, even if you say any shir that's really said on your Shchodesh or Yom Tif, really one should skip those words, Shabbai Hayu Alivim Maimi B'Mikdosh, since it's unclear if that was the right shir or that wasn't the right shir, if are we saying it the right time, it's better therefore to just delineate, leave out those words. You're not losing anything if you leave out those words. And therefore many fears to leave out those words, Mikdosh, when it's days of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tif. And of course everyone, like in many other things that pertain to Minog, and Minog Klal Yisrael is very Choshuv, and everyone should be careful to not to just change a Minog. If they want to add in a way that they're not changing a Minog, they can speak to their Paisek, their Rav, to discuss if it's a proper thing or not a proper thing. But this, I hope people, the listeners, have a better concept of the halachas that pertain to Shir Shalyoim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485 Vaad. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.